Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Thursday, the day as a community that we challenge ourselves to change our behavior, to actually take what we're learning and put it into practice. This week we've been learning about Jesus and his identity through a story in the Bible where Jesus actually ran away from his parents and was found at the temple in Jerusalem, debating religious scholars and holding his own. One of the only stories we have of Jesus as a child, not as a baby or as an adult. So it kind of stands out, this story. Part of this story tells us about Jesus' humanity. He grew up like a child. He gave his parents a hard time. He ran away. There were lots of experiences in this story that many parents, especially Jewish parents, could relate to. Being human is nothing special unless you are the Son of God, as Jesus is. That's what makes this incredible, that God himself would come to earth as a human. Not appearing as a human, but really, you know, truly a ghost or something, but that Jesus actually came as a real human being and as God. This is an incredible thing, and it's bad math, I'll admit. 100% human plus 100% God equals 100% Jesus. I know the math doesn't really work, but it's who Jesus said he was, and it's what makes sense of everything that Jesus said and did. There's a passage in the book of Colossians written by the Apostle Paul that summarizes this quite beautifully. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority. Well, there you're hearing that the fullness of God dwells in Jesus. He's not half God and half human, but the fullness of God dwells in Jesus. He is fully God. He has all the power of God, all rule and authority on the earth and in the universe is his. If Jesus was just God appearing to be a human, he might just seem to be passing through and still kind of disconnected and distant from us. However, he's much more than that, because as a human being, as one of us, he could take on responsibility for a very human problem, our sin or our rebellion against God. Jesus could take that on, take responsibility for it, even though he was the one human being who'd never sinned. But as a human being, he could still take that on and as a human being do something about it for the rest of us. He could do what none of us were ever powerful enough to do. But having the power of God fully dwelling in him, he was actually able to destroy sin's power over us. He was able to overcome death, something none of us could ever do, no human could ever accomplish. But God was able to do it in Jesus because Jesus was fully God and fully human. It also meant that Jesus could mediate for us. Now, I know that's not a word you use all the time. You usually hear about mediators in politics and law and things like that. But Jesus was a mediator. And for the Jews, people of his day, when they heard mediator, they would have thought of the priest, especially the high priest. The high priest was somebody who kind of stood in for the whole nation and could talk to God on behalf of them, plead to God to forgive them, let them live another year. And that's what Jesus was able to do for all of us. He was able to mediate for us, to forgive us of our sins, and give us another chance as a human race. The book of Hebrews describes this quite beautifully, throughout the whole book really, but one of the key passages that I'd like to share today, again, really gives us a sense of Jesus's humanity and deity together in one, and why it matters. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but one who is in every respect tempted as we are, yet without sin. Well, this passage tells us Jesus is one of us, but he's not just any of us, he is the best of us. I'll say that again. This passage tells us Jesus is one of us, he's a human, but he's not just any of us, he's different. He is the best of us. He's completely perfect and sinless. And although he lives in this broken, messed up world with all its sin and temptation, he managed to live that perfect, sinless life none of us could, and then he sacrificed it for us. He was both the high priest who would have done the sacrificing and mediated for humanity, saying, I'm going to offer a sacrifice instead of the human race to God. And he was the high priest. Jesus knows our brokenness and our pain and our sin and the fear of death. And yet he's the one human being, sinless and perfect enough. And he is God in the flesh. All that together means he can actually do something for us. He can actually change the world. He can actually change our lives in ways that we're going to explore more in the coming weeks as we continue our series, Jesus Is. But first, while we stop to think about Jesus as human, here's a question for you to think about and discuss with some friends, neighbors, family, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life. It's really important that you do that. It's a key part of what we do as a community. So here's your challenge for today, since it's Thursday. What part of your human experience right now are you most thankful the God of the universe has seen and intervened in firsthand? So your challenge is to take that question, think of your answer to it, and then pray a prayer of thanksgiving to God for that. That he knows what you're dealing with, and then ask him to take that burden off of your shoulders and to put it on his shoulders instead. So, have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.